Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Seyyidina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kethira. Selamu aleykum ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. This is Imam Zayd Shakir coming to you from Zaytuna College, your Muslim liberal arts college. Brothers and sisters, we're continuing with our series 30 Lights for 30 Nights. Brief Ramadan reminders. Tonight, brothers and sisters, we want to mention how Ramadan helps us to cultivate a love of sacrifice, self-sacrifice, and discipline. These are qualities that, generally speaking, are disappearing from our society as we move further and further away. Generally speaking, as a society, from God consciousness, we move more into narcissism, hedonism, and other pleasure-seeking lifestyles. We believe that the real pleasure in life comes from disciplining ourselves, restraining ourselves, and delaying our gratification so that we look forward to something greater at the end of a hard chore, a hard job. We look forward, when we're doing an actual job, to receiving a big paycheck or a big bonus if we worked extra hard. Ramadan is that ibadah where we do the extra hard work. Why? It's not over in 5 minutes like the prayer. We make our takbirat, Allahu Akbar, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, 5 minutes, it's over. It's not over. Zakat, write the check, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, it's over. Hajj, even though it's a lot more rigorous, but 3 or 4 or 5 days, the actual act itself of the rituals of the pilgrimage, they're over. Ramadan and the rituals themselves, if we go here or there, it might involve half an hour, 20 minutes, stoning the jamrah. It's over. The rest of the day, we're free. Ramadan, all day we're in it. 30, 29 days, we're in it. So it endures, it goes forward, and it inculcates in us, rather, a love of discipline, a love of self-sacrifice, a love of self-restraint. And this is one of the keys to paradise. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. As for one who fears the time they will stand before their Lord, and they deny their soul the things that it whimsically inclines towards, verily paradise will be their final abode. So brothers and sisters, Ramadan is just helping us to move along, steadily along, night after night, day after day, the road to paradise. May Allah bless us all to traverse this road in the very best of shape. 30 lights for 30 nights. This is Imam Zayd Shakir coming to you from Zaytuna College with our Ramadan reminders. We look forward to joining you tomorrow night for the next one, inshallah ta'ala. Ramadan Mubarak, kul amin wa antum bi khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be a part of American Muslim history. This Ramadan, support the students and support the college with your donations during this blessed month.